Let me just hit a couple of transactions to keep our 90 up to speed. We terminated guard Orlando Franklin. We signed these free agents: Jonathan Walton, linebacker, who's out here today; Darius Victor, running back; and then we waived injured linebacker Say Tatu. Senio Calamente came off the PUP and got some work. So we're at 90. Any questions?
Coach, why do you think it didn't work out with Orlando Franklin?
Well, listen, the second day, you know, he had some soreness in his knee. I think one of the big things with us being down in the offensive line, and I'm not saying it's not going to work out with him possibly later for us, but we needed healthy bodies. And you know, after the first day, he was going to be missing the practice the second day, and so we made that decision. And I think he's still trying to get strength back in that knee.
Sean, looking at the shotgun snap, it seems like in the past when he's been called upon to play center at Kalamata, that's never been an issue.
Yeah, so Sandy will get some reps. Look, that we'll get that cleaned up. Obviously, one's too many. But Senio has been a swing guy that could, I mean, you know, ideally he's playing center or guard. He's played tackle for us in a pinch. So he'll get some work there.
On a practice like today, is it the defense kind of doing well, or is it a sloppy offensive?
Yeah, it's when you look at the tape, it's probably a combination of a couple things. You know, as a head coach, you got a guard. You're hoping to see ebbs and flows and moments from each side of the ball. And you're trying to create a drill. That was a third down drill. So you're trying to create a drill that's competitive. You know, obviously it's an important down. And then when you look at the down and distances, you say 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. If you had 5 snaps, the average conversion in our league on those distances might be, you know, 41%. You know, we were higher. But, you know, a good third down conversion rate at the end of the season for any offense is 49, 48. And so defensively, you know, in a drill like that, we're just going, hey, we're just going win or lose and then count up the total. So, but it's just finding those opportunities to, you know, to create a little bit more awareness and in regards to what we're doing with the situation and then how we're playing it.
On a play with, like, Marcus Williams getting that interception, covered a lot of distance and ground. Is that something you guys looked at in studying him?
Well, it's one of – if you looked at his college numbers, he was probably the most productive safety coming out in regards to ball production. And I was encouraged. It was – you know, listen, it was a rep versus the ones. It's one of the things he does well is track, locate. He's very smart. And we just got to keep giving him those reps.
What's the general assessment of him so far?
That's been good.
Yeah.
It's been good. It's been good.
What else has he shown his strengths?
Well, listen, he knows what he's doing very early on. You know, so his attention to detail is good. Obviously, as a rookie, there's a lot that he has to pick up and improve on. But that was an encouraging play.
You mentioned, what was it about Adam Big Hill that you like coming out of Canada?
He had a lot of production there. He had a lot of production. You know, we feel like he's going to be a guy that I'm anxious to see how he handles the role in the kicking game. You know, he can run. And look, he can tackle. So, you know, obviously he's size deficient, but, you know, we're looking for those players that we think can fill a need in a certain area. And, you know, if he can play on the 4 core units in the kicking game, you know, that'll help his chances.
Sean, you mentioned the other day you guys have a yoga station. How long have you guys been doing that, and what benefits?
Just part of recovery. Last season on Fridays, we'll have certain recovery elements. That's one of them. You know, really flexibility. The idea being that, you know, it's a little different program on a Friday in season than it might be at the end of a practice like we had here. You know, it's a little bit more of a warm down, you know, where you're really working on your flexibility and your stretching. And, you know, it's one of 5 or 6 stations that we think can help.
Coach, have you been pleased with the overall intensity of this camp? It feels like practice has been pretty
good. I think we've had some good periods. And yet I'd say, you know, look, this is a young team, and it's still teaching them that you know, you got a, last night one of the topics in our meeting was, you know, defending and protecting every blade of grass, and we had just examples of plays over time. You guys don't remember Ben Watson at New England chasing a Champ Bailey 98 yards downfield, or Malcolm Jenkins at Dallas, you know, covering a receiver and stripping the ball out late on a Thanksgiving night, or Malcolm in Tampa for that matter, or you guys remember the Arizona-Seattle game this year, you know, where Seattle's really in a pinch and they make a play to keep the ball from going in. The kicker ends up missing the field goal. But the point is, though, you can't pick and choose those times. You know, nobody knows when they're going to occur, but those are game-changing moments. And so when you think you're playing hard, it's kind of a relative term, you know. And so I think we still have work to do there.
What are your early impressions of Kamara through 3 days of padded practice?
He's been solid. He's been solid. You know, there's a few nuances, a couple things of protection. I think it's, you know, he's got a role where he's moving around in the formation. He's got to, you know, figure that out a little bit more, his alignments. But so far, you know, I think he's early on handled. I think he's done a pretty good job as a runner. So we haven't had a whole lot of live work, but, you know, we'll get to see more once we start playing against other teams, you know, Cleveland here in about a week and a half. Well, yesterday wasn't a good day. Yesterday wasn't a good day. So, you know, obviously, if you're a punt returner and you're running up and just yelling Peter, you're not getting a chance to do your job. But I think that was a little bit more of an aberration for him. Look, ultimately, you get in the scrimmage or the preseason, and you really get a feel for, you know, the full speed cover guys coming down and how you can focus and what you can do with the ball when you have it. So that being said, the main focal point, technique, and you know, really setting your feet and learning wind, learning sun, learning all these elements that you got to pay attention to. You know, Cleveland, you got to pay attention if you're a returner. It's different. You know, you look up and everyone in the crowd's wearing a jersey the same color as the ball, so you got to learn how to track a ball differently there than you would somewhere else. Those are all some of the things that, you know, we've got to be on top of.
How tight might that competition be?
Yeah, I mean, I look at it like, you know, we've got a bunch of candidates. I couldn't even stack them right now.
Sean, looking at but how important, I guess, is the preseason game for guys, rookies that you're counting on, like Alvin and like Ramchek?
Well, listen, I mean, it's you know, it's obviously real important because, you know, this is all new, the speed of the game's new, and you're hoping to establish some confidence in those players, you know, once they begin to do it, and then have some success. You want to build on them and improve. So, you know, when you get to go against someone else who's doing their job 100%, you know, you really get a better feel of, you know, if he can sit on a bull rush. You know, how can he handle speed? You know, how does he handle, you know, the period of time he's in there. We're not just going four plays and out. You know, you're going in there, you might be on, you know, on a drive for 12 plays, you know, all those things. So I think it's vital. I think it's obviously something we're looking forward to when it comes, but we still have a ton of work, you know, prior to getting there.
Sean, looking at when you do team periods and you are going live, and you said you're going to probably do that two or three times, would that be a case in point when you sign a Darius Victor, because you don't want to get your running back speed up, but you want to see tackling that Edmonds and Victor and even Lasko, that they getting more reps?
Well, those guys will get reps, but there's going to be some periods where we're going to be live and Cam's in there and Drew's in there and you're going to see Ingram or Adrian. Okay. So, you know, we're smart that way in regards to how we're practicing, and yet, you know, it's still about pad level and, you know, from what we're doing now to actually going to the ground. That just gives you a chance to see truly where the play finished, because oftentimes you see someone tap off and you know, there's some question as to where that player would be down.
How valuable has Mark Ingram become as just a passing game player?
I think he's improved quite a bit in that area. I think he's having a pretty good camp, especially, you know, I know it's an area he's worked on, and I know there's a lot of confidence now with a few of the routes that we're running where that back is featured or primary, and I think that's helped him quite a bit, especially with the screen game and some of the other things that you do as a runner.
Sean, we've talked about the quote-unquote Darren Sproles, Reggie Bush role in this offense. Some of that would be Mark, and some of that would be Kamara. It wouldn't necessarily,
You know, we'll see as we get closer to the season. Each week we'll have a plan. You know, I think that, look, Cadet's handled that role and been real good in that role. We'll have a few guys compete in that area. You know, a lot of it is just who we're playing.
It seems like Chase Daniel and Thomas Morstead are alternating being the holder on special teams. Is this permanent, or are you looking to move Chase Daniel in that position?
No, they're competing. And, look, you know, eventually there'll be one that we trot out there to be with the first group. But I want to see those two getting the reps throughout the preseason and see how they do.
Why are you opening that up?
Well, it's just like many of the other positions, you know. Obviously, here's the benefit of the punter. The benefit of the punter is there's a lot of time on task that he has with the kicker when we're in other drills. The benefit of the quarterback, besides the ability to throw the football if something were to happen or if you wanted to, is, you know, there's a little bit more of an experience, you know, guy who's used to calling plays that's in the huddle that can calm the group down. You know, those are the two guys we're looking at right now, and we've seen, you know, receivers do that job. But, you know, I'm anxious just to see back and forth, you know, how the two of them are doing.
Can you share anything on Marshawn Lattimore's status?
No, nothing specific. I think it's not a hamstring or anything. You know, you got his knee tweaked, and I think he'll be fine, and it won't be long.
I know it's a bit of a rehash, but I think people are struggling with the idea of, you know, he's getting really good reviews here in camp, and yet he never emerged as the guy in his position group in college. Do you have a good handle on why that happens with players like him?
No, there's a lot of reasons. I mean, let's start with, you know, his initial school. He went to Alabama, and I'm sure there, quite honestly, is probably, you know, a handful of running backs there, and for whatever reason he transferred, and he played a role at Tennessee. There was another real good back there, and we try to evaluate the player and then envision the role that we have for him. And you know, sometimes you have highly productive college players that have trouble, you know, finding their niche at this level, and there are other times where you have players that played and demonstrated some skills that you're looking for, but maybe didn't have the large production that end up going on to have, you know, significant NFL careers. But I know this, when I was on that school visit, you know, they spoke highly of him and felt like he was a key contributor, and you know, the workout and all the things that we do when we're there for a day were really impressive.
Did you talk to Nick, or was that too far in the past?
No, I didn't specifically regarding him.
Yeah.
I did on some other players, but not with him. Look, we spent the day there. Well, as a group, and I came away with, listen, this would be the right place in the draft. This would be a player we'd like to have. Fortunately, you know, he was still available in the third round. So,
Sean, you've talked about that visit a lot, but were you pretty sold on him beforehand, even to?
I don't know. I would say no. I would say that helped me a little bit more. Just confirmed some things. It's hard when someone says it's hard to really evaluate how smart a player is football wise. You know, you can see signs of it on film, but then to spend an afternoon there and see him in meetings with Pete and their quarterback. You know, they had about 8 prospects this year. You know, linebacker, a corner, receiver, the quarterback, obviously the defensive end, the running back. And so it was one of those visits. We had, you know, as a group, probably we hit 6 schools that way. And I think, I don't know, prior to that visit that, I mean, he was an intriguing player, but after the visit, you know, he was a target.